The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
In Eretz Yisrael, there was something that happened that was amazing. In a kibbutz that was not specifically not religious at all, so they had a soccer game. Soccer is the good sport in Eretz Yisrael, and they had a soccer game. It took place on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. Everyone's getting ready for Shabbos. In this kibbutz, they had a Friday afternoon regular tournament, soccer. And they were ready playing soccer on the field. They were heavy into the game. All of a sudden, there is a bird, strange-looking bird, that falls from the sky in the middle of the game, interference. The bird falls down in front of one of the players, and the bird is wounded. It can't move. They call the game for a moment, they put the bird on the side, and they tell the bird, stay there for a while, it's the middle of the game, you can't interrupt the game for these things, and they continue it. After the game, they never felt bad. We yidin arachmonim b'nei rachmonim, we have mercy, you can't leave the bird there, he can't fend for himself. So everybody said, you gotta take the bird, you gotta take him to the vet, you gotta make sure that he's cared for. Who has to take him to the vet? Well, by right, bar mitzvah, it's the one who it fell in front of. That soccer player. Okay, he bends down, he picks the bird up, he takes it to where he thinks the vet. However, the vet is a ben Torah. The vet is certainly a Shomer Shabbos. He's closed already. He's not open Friday afternoon. So the soccer player said, you know what, I'll just leave the bird here. It's not my tzara. Leave the bird on the bench, let him sit there and watch everybody, and I'll go home. He puts the bird down. Can a yid leave a bird wounded, can't make for himself? He couldn't do it. He picks up the bird. He decides, okay, I'll take him home. Matzoi Shabbat, I'll go out and I'll find a veterinarian for him. We'll get him cared for. He puts a bird there, makes a makeshift little cage for him, and the bird is there, and it's already Leil Shabbos, Friday night. Okay, Friday night looked a little different in his house. Instead of the chicken and the soup and the kugel, he had a slice of pizza. Comes out, puts the pizza down, the bird's in the room, they're watching. All of a sudden, he picks up the slice, he's ready to eat it, and he hears Hamoitzi lechem min aretz. Hamoitzi lechem min aretz. He looks around. He doesn't know what happened. And he's wondering what's going on. Picks up the piece again and again. Hamoitzi lechem min aretz. Hamoitzi lechem min aretz. Okay. He ignores it. He figures, his mazel, he has to get one of these frummies in town. Okay, let it go. He begins to eat the pizza. All of a sudden, the bird starts to say, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. He didn't say Shalom Aleichem, it's Friday night. This continues on, and the bird interrupts him every few minutes. Menucha v'simcha, menucha v'simcha, menucha v'simcha. The man is going out of his mind. He can't understand it. What is going on here? He knows little bit, but what's with the bird? And he thinks he's under some scrutiny. He's bemused by it. Came to be Shabbos in the afternoon, and he took a walk. He took a walk outside. And he saw that there are some signs up. There's going to be a seminar from Arachim. He's making a seminar. It's going to be Sunday night. And he looks at it. He reads it. He never went to any of these kind of seminars. That's not for him. He goes inside. The bird sees him. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. He already is wondering. The bird actually knows a little bit more about Yiddishkeit than he does. So it comes to be Sunday night, and he thinks to himself, maybe I should go to that seminar. Maybe I got to find out what it's all about. He goes to the seminar, and you know how these things are, like the koilu. You come to the koilo, you sit down, you just meant to come like for a shiur or something. You end up being part of the koilo. You end up being here and that's it. Because there's a koyach hamshacha, there's a magnetism, it draws you in. You can't help but be a part of it. So he starts going to seminars, he learns in the morning, he goes after, he comes back from work at night, and he becomes part of the seminars. Now the bird is still there with him, but he has new questions now about the bird. The bird was healing, Baruch Hashem had a refuah shleima, but now he's got a question. The bird on Shabbos, muktzah, not muktzah. When he sits down to eat, does he have to feed the bird first, tzav alachayim, or can he eat first? So I said, apply to birds. He had all these shilas about birds, and he didn't know what to do. He went to his Rebbe in Arachim, and his Rebbe said, I tell you the truth, these are very technical questions about wildlife and Shabbos and all these things. I do know someone in Yerushalayim, he's a Rav, and that particular person, he has a bird, and that individual would probably be a good person for you to consult with. I will get his telephone number for you. Oh, he calls him up. The one who now just began learning calls the Rav up who had the bird, and he begins asking the shilas, and it was a great conversation. All of a sudden, the Rav said, you know, it's an interesting thing. I used to have a bird. The bird also was a talking bird. However, when we went to take care of the cage, it was on an Erev Shabbos about 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, the window was left open, pidyon shvuyim, and the bird went out and we never saw it again. As soon as the man who was asking the questions heard this, he got off the phone very quickly. He got off the phone. Why? He has a new shaila. The shaila is, if he's got that bird that belonged to that rav, does he have to be meshva veda? Does he have to return it or not? So he goes, he asks his rav, and his rav said, you do have to be meshiv if he can provide for you a simon. If he can give you a sign that it belongs to him, then you got to return it. He picks up the telephone the next day, calls the man, Rav back in Yerushalayim, and he tells him the whole thing. He says, listen, the reason that I got off the phone with you quickly was because I realized that I might have your bird, but I had to ask a shaila as to how to proceed. So he says, all right, so what do you want me to do now? The man said, if you can provide me with a simon, a sign that the bird is yours, then I will return it to you. Okay. The Rav from Yerushalayim says, I'll be there. It'll take me about 2 hours. They arrange the whole meeting in the apartment of this man from Arachim. And they came in and met each other. The Rav brought with him five of his children. As soon as the children came in, the bird said, Sprinze, Moshe, Yanko, Moshe, Maya, hey. That was a simon. Masa Shahoya, Rabbi Sai. Actual incident that happened. But take a look at it. Hashem Yisbach says, we're connected. We got the chain. We have the shalsheles. It's connected through the ruach, through the neshama, through the nefesh, through Chai Yechida from the Olam HaSel Yoinim. We're all connected. What did Hashem do? First of all, the bird escaped from the Rav's house in Yerushalayim. It went pinklich in front of the person that was playing the soccer. The person took it home because there wasn't a vet that would treat it on Erev Shabbos. He took it to his house. All of a sudden, the bird happened to have a repertoire of good words that he knew in Lashon Kodesh to be able to use it at the right time. He had that Siyata Dishmaya. It just happened to be that what happened was that the seminar in Arachim was taking place in his kibbutz. Just happened to be. When he had the Shaila, who did he call? None other than that Rav who was the real owner of his bird. Hashem Yisbarach will make so many different arrangements in this world in order that an individual should have the schus.